motherfucker don't park his tricycle right.
If y'all know us, you know that's not true.
If this motherfucker don't use his kickstand, I'ma fuck him up.
He don't wipe his fucking nose, I'ma punch him right in the forehead.
Fuck it, I'm getting it all right, up in that grip.
Right in the dream maker.
Random-ish, this be that random-ish. Motherfucker, that random-ish. This be that random-ish shit. We talk shit while we yap our jaws. We just talk shit while we yap our jaws. We talk shit while we yap our jaws. We don't give a fuck, y'all need to fix your flaws. Random-ish, this be that random-ish. Motherfucker, that random-ish. This be that random-ish shit. We talk shit while we yap our jaws. We just talk shit while we yap our jaws. We talk shit while we yap our jaws. We don't give a fuck, y'all need to fix your flaws.
Alright, now we're back.
Nah.
Now we're back. Yeah, man, turn it off already. God damn. Alright, so you brought us something to start the thing off, right? Something new.
Yeah.
Something to sip on. Something to lean on. Something to sum on.
A real agua fresca.
Motherfucker, I had a real agua fresca. So, alright, what are these?
Alright, so... sometimes, man, it's good. You know, you got to keep your body in check. I'm real big on that.
Keep
so, like,
that
after this
chill.
Weekend, I'm going to keep my body free from alcohol a little while. And, you know, you don't have to get to an intervention to keep your body in check. I'm this type of person. I like my body to tell me what I need. And, yeah, every now and again, like, oh, man.
It's just good to take a break.
Yeah.
It's good to take a break.
Get your body cleansed. So, we got
hell
this.
Yeah.
Now, Sierra Nevada makes a pale ale, Indian pale ale. That's one of my favorites. Refreshing. The original... is it's not real strong.
Uh-huh.
It's right around a little over 5%. So Sierra Nevada is well known. You know, our place of employment has interacted with possibilities of business, doing business together before the new owners took over. So I'm kind of excited. The Sierra Nevada brand has made it's a sparkling hop infused water.
Hurry up, man, this shit's melting in my hand.
So it is a water. It's a sparkling water, but it's infused with hops.
Let's see if I like it. I don't really like sparkling water. But let's try.
Like the,
all right,
the,
so
the, what's the ones called, the Spanish ones, the Mexican ones?
The LaCroix. Which ones are the, well, hold on. Everybody get your shit.
Get
your beers,
CDs.
Get your waters, get your juices, get your whatever the fucks. And let's get this shit started. And we got, like he said, a Sierra Nevada Hop Splash Sparkling Hop Infused Water.
You want to talk about both, or you want to do one at a time?
We'll do one at a time. Then when we get the other one, we get the other one. All right. So, yeah, but I don't really like sparkling waters, bro.
It's not.
Not even the La Croix.
But when you taste it, it's going to be, is it like a beer?
Well, let's see. Damn, it smells like fucking hoppy right away. Hop Splash. Salud. Yeah.
You're not crazy?
It tastes like a beer.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like that sparkling water.
No.
This was a good one. This is a good choice. Yeah, it does not. It doesn't taste bad. It's
Here's
actually pretty good. And it's water?
It's water. There's no alcohol. There's
no calories,
No sugar. Nothing added. You drink it like water.
It's basically just drinking weed's cousin.
So
it's hops.
Here's what it says. Not the right time for a beer.
Yeah.
But got a hop craving?
Hell yeah.
Drench it with Hop Splash.
Motherfucker.
Our sparkling water infused
like
with
a commercial.
Citra and Amarillo hops.
Amarillo?
For refreshing notes of peach, mango.
Grapefruit.
Hop Splash has a zero alcohol, zero calorie,
and
maximum
hop
flavor.
Flour. Is that fucking flour?
How about that?
How about that?
Hop about that?
Hey, salud, you guys.
Salud, putas. Good, right?
That's actually pretty good.
So
that grapefruit in the bag is pretty good.
Don't get it twisted. It's not a beer.
It's not a beer.
It's a water.
It tastes like a beer, though.
I know, but it's a water.
That's insane.
And look, you can get this at Walmart. I found. I was like, Sierra Nevada. What is this?
I want to just like
Hop Splash.
This is good. It's just like let's say, you know, like a recovering alcoholic. You think they fucking drink this shit? Like. It'll give you the fucking taste like you've been drinking beer, but it's straight up water and hops.
Dude, so for me, it's like, I don't like all that sticky sugar.
It does taste like I'm drinking fucking weed, though.
I can drink these at barbecues. I drink these
yeah, dinner. Dude, these are fucking good.
Bro, you can get up in the morning and have one of these, and not
yeah.
feel bad.
And yeah.
Okay,
and you're like, oh, I gotta go to work.
I get up. Oh. I get up in the morning. Yeah, this is my ice chest
at work. That's you know, true. It's like, crack went open in the fucking office.
Ugh. Fucking drive down the road. What are you drinking? Water. You know what I mean? It's
Damn, I still can't get over it. It's crazy. It's crazy, dude.
Hop Splash Zero.
How far we've come with beer that we went all the way around to water that tastes like beer.
Back to water.
Back to fucking water.
Does that's water, is beer have water in it? I'm sure there's some in the filtering process.
Well, beer,
with
yeah.
all the barley and wheat.
But beer is like water, hops, wheat, and then it ferments. I bet you they do everything but the fermentation process.
It tastes like it.
And without the sugar to eat the, you know, to yeah. eat and make alcohol.
Yeah, no calories. Enjoy.
Because you need sugar.
Y'all need to go get it. Sharing about it. Toast man. To y'all, man. Good job.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Send us a sponsorship.
For sure.
Bring me 12. Give me a 12 pack. Two 12 packs. 12 packs.
Lost Mary. Hey, I'm going to quit these soon. So if you can invent a vape that there's nothing in it that harms me, I'll
buy it. They do. They have zero nicotine vapes, but they have all the other shit with it.
Well, that's racist. So I like still, black people.
I said nicotine, fool.
You said nicotine. And it's brown.
And he's brown. Oh, shit. It's cables all up on my foot, bro.
What was that?
I said cables all up on my foot.
He said it. Cables on the table.
Cables on the table. Cables on the table. Cables on the table. Oh, that's just stupid. We should have.
Hey, son, we need a new theme song.
Cables on the table. Cables on the table. Cables on the table. That'll be our opening for our live.
It's got to be three, though. You got to do it three times.
Trece. Hey, that's going to be our live opening.
Four times.
Lil Bill. That's our live opening song, dude.
Yeah.
What up? All right, well, what you got? What you got? Besides this amazing shit.
So, we're going to try this one later. I'm going to throw the name out there. So, Sam Adams. Also, now this is a beer. It's a non-alcoholic IPA. It's just the haze, though, is what it says. Hazy, juicy, and refreshing, but it's a non-alcoholic IPA. This is considered a non-alcoholic beer. Now, you need, here's the funny thing, you need an ID to buy this. And here's why. So, through the process of...
Oh, man, this shit's sweating. We should have left them in the fridge.
I'm almost cooler. Empty, though. I'm finna jump on this one.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
That's kind of why I'm explaining it, so when I crack it open, I got to be stopping in the middle of something. So...
like we did.
The process good. Of the... However they brew it, they say, you know, you can read somewhere on the back, possibility of 0.5% alcohol in it. You'd have to drink fucking 77 beers
just to get
to even. By then, you're gonna be pissed because you gotta pee. It ain't gonna work. But because the possibility, it's almost like the allergen shit. They have to put it on the label. It
Dude,
could.
I gotta stop you for a second. You see their slogan: family owned, operated, and argued over.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
Don't
but
put
hey,
that out.
But hey, it's the truth.
And I gotta say too, I like the can.
I do like the can. It gives it a, you gotta market it to it looks like a beer, but it's not a beer. The appealing part of it is that it is a beer, or it looks like a beer.
They got the splash. It's here in Nevada with the roll up, the scroll type
yeah.
name tag with the little hop nuggets. You know what I'm saying?
Zoom, bzz,
bzz, zero on it. Bzz. I think they could have did a little more with the little hop splash. You know, something a little.
I like it. I dig it, dude, because it's subtle.
I like the can.
It's more water.
It's white, like, so I know what I'm grabbing. The case looks the same. Yeah, man. So I was super stoked, and I sent Danny a picture, and he's like, "What the fuck? You stocking up?" I got some of these Sam Adams. I got some of these. I got fucking, what was the other ones? Oh, Heineken 00. Dude, go try these non-alcoholics. Like, they're actually good. Okay, so O'Doul's.
All right, I'm going to crack this motherfucker open O'Doul's while he's talking.
O'Doul's is gross. Okay, I'll drink one if I have to.
This is a motherfucker. I haven't even never had an O'Doul's. Are you going to do this or what?
Yeah, hold on.
Son of a bitch, you spend more time talking than drinking.
That's what happens, man. You make money.
We haven't made no money.
You haven't?
But we have to.
I've made some money.
Fuck, they've been sending you the checks?
Yeah, it's
like, God damn.
That's why, I eat groceries.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that eating the groceries?
I ate my own.
All right, so this one, let's get it. Non-alcoholic IPA, I'm going to crack it already. Because I got a fucking mucho mango over there.
Do you like this can?
No.
It's like they're biting off Sierra Nevada.
No.
Yeah, they're trying to make it white.
It looks more mushroomy. Oh, Damn, we lost the fucking video feed.
We did?
I think so. But right, oh, there it goes. I wonder. Hello. I wonder what happened. Hi. That's one of those things where it pauses on the. Fuck, I need a better laptop.
The camera's all mad. It knows. No, I'm out. I'm out. All right. Well, salute.
Salute.
Did you smell it?
Yeah, that smells like a beer.
That's good. It's good.
It still tastes. Yeah, I guess the taste of the beer. I do. I'd rather fuck with the Sierra Nevada though. The Sam Adams has got you. It got you because it tastes just like the beer. But I like the Sam Adams because it doesn't. If it makes fucking sense.
But here's the thing. Sam Adams is not known for their IPA. They're known for their lager. Lager, or however you say that. So they have the winter lager. They have
this is not lager. As hoppy though.
Well, I don't know that they have a hazy IPA. I've never had a Samuel Adams IPA that I can think of. Maybe in a variety pack.
Probably. I think I had one. Sam Adams IPA. They're Boston lagers, usually the go-to since that's
y'all need to put them in bottles, though.
That's what their shit is. Oh, man, that'd be cool. But fuck it. Break out your jarritos, man. Even those are good, dude.
I don't know what that is.
A jarrito? A Mexican drink, juice, flavored drink, juicy. Oh. And they come in glass bottles.
Okay. Horchata?
You're one.
Yeah or nay?
I love it. I love so horchata. Good. I love so it. Good.
All right, where's the best place to get one?
Hard to find one here, but I say Antojitos is doing a pretty good job with them.
I don't know where that's at. That's out here?
Yeah, that's on Five Points.
I haven't had theirs.
That where Don Maxi's Juan's where Maxi's Pizza used to be at. And then that Antojitos
Don
is there.
Don Juan's is good.
Don Juan's is good. That so one's pretty good.
That's the best one I had. Roberto's is okay. Nah. The water down. Tastes like the ice melted.
No, that one you could tell they either did it from the bag or they went to, because you could buy them at Walmart, the concentrate, and then pour water and mix it. That's exactly what that shit tastes like. Like I fucking, my daughter made it.
Okay, so, but if you go over to, is it Juanita's in Buell?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Their horchata is good.
I haven't had their horchatas there, but their horchata is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to say horchata.
Every fucking time.
Yeah, horchata.
Horchatas.
Yeah, that bitch get out of line. I'm going to have to
horchata. That fucking chata, that whore.
Definitely.
Oh, man. I used to have a dog named Chata, and she used to get out a lot, man. She was a fucking horchata.
Speaking of dogs. Speaking of dogs. So there's a thing, and like a lot of people think vaping and smoking cigarettes the same thing. So vape, what do you think?
I think it's same size of the fucking coin type deal. It's the same shit.
Okay.
You do vaping because you want to stop all the shit that's in the nicotine in the cigarettes, but there's different shit in it, so it's like smoking.
No.
And then
agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I agree. They're both equally bad.
It's yeah,
both
yeah. Nicotine. Same side of the same coin.
Consider it in the same category.
Pretty much.
I'm saying it's not. Vaping is a different way. It's like chewing tobacco. It's not the same as smoking. Is it still tobacco? Yeah.
No, but it is because it has all the chemicals. But different chemicals. But it has chemicals. So a cigarette has chemicals.
But not the same.
But it's
when you say same,
it's the same sides.
Webster says by same,
two sides of the same coin.
It is to the point of identical. So it's not the same. Chemicals are different.
That's what I'm saying. They're
equally bad for you.
Same, okay? But not.
Heroin and crack are equally bad for you, but it's not the same drug.
But they're on the same level though. It's
still drugs.
Same level.
These are still nicotine.
Nicotine. That's what I'm saying. Like
okay, let me ask you this.
One's just the fucking rotten apple and the other one's a rotten pear.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so would it be if that's the case,
yeah,
would it be
Prince.
And then okay, let's get a little
scientific. When they say same difference.
Where's Bill Nye? Oh, here I am.
Bill Nye.
So
Bill.
Vaping is science, not smoke.
Rules.
Also different.
Science. What?
Smoke and vape is different.
Yeah,
vaping
but that's what I'm saying. Mist,
created.
It's vapors. That's why vapors.
So yeah. Vaping is not smoke. You don't smell like shit. It doesn't taste like shit.
Yeah, it does.
But it still, you know.
It tastes like different shits, like fruities and shits.
But it's not.
Like if you're getting a fucking menthol.
Okay.
Or get those cigarettes with the.
Cigarettes would be the same.
No.
I wouldn't even put chewing tobacco. It's the same.
No. Chewing tobacco and cigars are in the same category. No. Not cigarettes. No. Not cigarettes.
All the same.
No. Because cigars, they're straight tobacco leaves. They don't add no additives. They don't add no nicotine. They don't add. It's just what tobacco.
The fuck? There's nicotine in the fucking tobacco leaves.
They add nicotine to cigarettes, though, to make them more addictive. In the tobacco one, is just the tobacco and whatever percentage of nicotine it has.
There's nicotine in tobacco.
Yeah, but they add it into cigarettes more than just whatever the leaves had.
It's still the same.
So but that's what I'm saying. But then they got the chemicals. They got the arsenic. They got that other embalming shit. A fucking cigar doesn't. A fucking cigar is just tobacco leaves rolled up.
It still has nicotine in it.
But not added to it. Like in cigarettes, they add that and they add a bunch of other shit. It
doesn't matter.
It does. Because that's what separates them. That's what separates them.
No, they're different. They taste different.
It's like a fucking alligator and a crocodile.
It's the same.
It's different.
It provides.
They're the same area, but they're not even.
They have filters?
No.
Yeah.
Cigars don't.
Black and Miles do.
That's not a cigar. That's a cigarello.
That's a fucking filter.
That's a cigarello. That's closer to a cigarette than a cigar.
It's still a cigar.
It's a cigarello.
Okay. What about a BD?
Never even heard of her. Fuck that bitch.
You ever heard of BD?
Nope.
Google it.
Goggle that shit. My fucking phone's way over there.
Goggle it.
Just tell me what it is.
So a BD is an Indian cigarette, and it says on the pack. But it is a tobacco rolled up in a tiny leaf. They're small, really skinny, straw-looking.
Yeah.
And they have a little string tied at the back where you smoke it
and
to.
And it says contains nicotine.
You know where the filter is. There's a filter inside of it, but they are considered Indian cigarettes. Also cigars. Same thing.
It's different with a cigarello. See, that one, the Indian cigarette would be closer to a cigar.
I hope
you're happy. Closer to a cigar than a fucking cigarette is. What? Fucking. You decide. Goggle that shit.
Are you sure you're not drunk?
That was a good one. Right? Fuck. I'm on 70.
I'm ready to fight.
I'm ready to fucking fight some boy.
I'm a firm believer.
This is fucking false advertisement, man.
I'm a firm believer tobacco companies are a bunch of deceivers.
Right?
But, okay. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what I had. I thought it was funny, dude. Like, I asked a few people, like, no, it's not the same.
You know what's the same and difference that I'll compare it to? And we'll go to candy bars. Hmm. It'll be 100 grand and a baby Ruth and a payday. Baby Ruth and a payday. A fucking Baby Ruth is basically a payday with chocolate. Not. Yes, it is.
Baby Ruth has caramel.
So does a payday.
No, they have nougat.
It's a fucking caramel nougat.
It's different.
It's a fucking same shit.
It's different.
It's a caramel and fucking nougat in there.
Because you eat a chocolate payday and eat Baby Ruth.
No,
tell
fucking,
me that shit is different.
They ain't no chocolate paydays.
There is.
Where?
All over.
All over where? And I'm gonna fucking never see them.
Angel, that's like
my
time.
That's like my favorite one. That's a fucking 100 grand or a fucking Baby Ruth.
Chocolate payday.
They ain't no such thing as a chocolate payday.
Goggle it.
Oh, goggle that shit.
I'll bet you
goggle that fucking shit.
I'll bring you some tomorrow.
How much?
You wanna bet $20?
I'll bet you 10.
Okay, $10.
And then fucking better not say 100 grand.
Chocolate payday.
All right, we're doing it.
All right. Chocolate payday. That's why you bet. You make bets for motherfuckers from Mexico.
I've never seen it.
To know.
You're going to come back and be like, oh, that's a terremoto. Fuck, you should have said that.
Here's a good one, Wayne.
What's up?
Butterfinger or Fifth Avenue?
Oh, Butterfinger.
They're not what they used to be.
I don't give a fuck. Butterfinger.
Butterfinger is so good.
Butterfinger.
They're not what they used to be. They're like too hard fucking.
Butterfinger.
I promise you eat Fifth Avenue. You'll change your mind.
No.
Yeah, so y'all remind me, bring Danny Fifth Avenue and a chocolate payday.
And a chocolate payday.
So back in the day, the fucking Butterfingers, when Bart Simpson used to be, you know, the spokesman. Yeah, he's, I don't think he was a spokesman because he didn't get on there and be like, hey, yeah, Butterfinger.
Yeah, he did.
My Butterfinger.
He said nobody better lay up fucking finger because they're like spokesman. The best.
He's just an advertisement.
Well, all right, I guess.
Not the same.
Same.
So, back in the day, though, Butterfingers used to be that light, flaky, crispy. You know, it was light, but man, it was good. It was chewy. It was delicious.
Yeah. They did get
Fifth Avenue
thin.
Came out and tried to compete with that.
Yeah.
And Fifth Avenue was a little bit less. It just wasn't on point as Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Butterfinger somehow changed their inside, whatever they changed the ingredient, where it got a little bit harder.
Yeah.
It didn't like.
Oh yeah, that's true. It didn't flake when you bit it. It didn't break off.
Once you start chewing it, it's kind of
turns into like peanut butter. Yeah.
But the Fifth Avenue remains the same. It's always been the light, crispy, flaky, the buttery, you know, crunch, whatever's in it. Now another thing to slide through on that is it reminds me of the Chico stick.
Oh, the Chico stick. Fucking delicious.
And that's the peanut butter coconut.
That would have been the inside of the, fucking Butterfinger.
So you know how people make the pretzel rocks?
That's a coconut peanut butter thing?
It has coconut in it. Blows your mind.
Where?
I don't know. But you read it. So the orange has coconut, that has peanut butter.
Maybe that's why it looks all flaky on the outside. It's like the coconut. It's fucking delicious. Maybe that's why it breaks off all flaky too.
So
I didn't know I had fucking, you just fucking...
People
just goggled in front of my eyes.
People make the pretzel rods with chocolate.
Oh,
I want to do a Chico stick dipped in chocolate.
Oh, that would be good.
I think it would be delicious.
Dude, those pretzel rods. If you get a fucking nice thick pretzel rod like the big ones, and with caramel, and then dip it in chocolate. So so fucking good.
Yep.
So good.
I do it like
have you ever had a
pre rolls, bro? I'd fucking dip it in chocolate, roll it in fucking graham cracker crust, dip it in honey, fucking roll it again in peanut butter dust.
Yeah, like, dude, it is basically like it is because you dip it in the fucking you got already your roll, you dip it in the caramel, dip it in the chocolate.
My shit look like a corn dog.
Oh man, like, those would be fucking delicious, like, dude.
What pretzel?
Delicious.
That's a handle.
You ever had a Idaho Spud?
I have. They're good.
I don't like them.
I'm not a huge marshmallow fan.
Like it's like fudge marshmallow, though. It's weird. It's I don't like it. It's too chocolatey. If it was a regular marshmallow.
Did you try the Huckleberry Spuds?
What? They have Huckleberry Spuds?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Did you ever been to the visitor center?
Yeah.
You can get them there.
Oh, yeah. I've been there like once or twice. I just sent some back to Cali because they all like them. I don't fucking like them.
They got some good ones.
I don't like them.
Clear container, but they're rolled in coconut and chocolate.
They have one that we sent that it comes in a, looks like a potato sack. So it looks like a potato thing. And so we bought that one so they could have that as a souvenir too. And it says Idaho Spud on there. It's fucking pretty cool.
That's that. Have you ever seen them things that look like rocks? Not rock candy. They look like rocks, but they're chocolate. Like purple, pink.
Purple, pink?
Yeah, they look like little stones, like a handful of rocks. Like they don't even melt.
I don't think
inside, they have that candy shell. They literally look like a bag of gems. So good.
I thought you were going to say, they look like a bag of dicks.
I said crazy sticks.
I said crazy sticks. God damn it. No, I haven't seen them. Maybe I've seen them and I just haven't fucking ate them or
also
paid
attention
to them.
Center.
I better go, man. I better take the kids, go to the visitor center and see what the fuck they got.
That
the
makes visitor center. But it's fun to grab a little, you know.
So yeah,
you don't really, can't get in Walmart or Winco or whatever
for sure. But what else, man?
But at the same time,
but let's bucket.
That's
I was gonna try to hit it, but it ain't a bottle.
If you did it though, I'd be impressed.
Set it down.
Put it down. So I had another. Topic.
I'm not digging it, man. I'm powering through it. But what's the other one?
The topic.
Yeah.
So, grammatically correct.
I'm going to chuck it. Chuck it.
How grammatically correct are you? Okay, example. When something's fun.
Yeah.
If something that would be a higher level of fun, what do you say?
It's funner.
That's what I would
That's
say.
That's the funnest.
It's not a word. Neither is funnest.
Now we're going into the Arizona iced teas, bro.
Tall can of no man.
Tall can, mucho mango. Fruit juice cocktail.
Of no man.
No man can drink this.
Hey, man, you want one of these Arizonas? No, man.
Put it in a fucking brown paper bag. Feel like I'm back in the hood.
No, man.
All right. Grammatically funner.
I found this over here on the table.
That's weird.
This one has alcohol in it.
No, it doesn't. That's a lie. It's a butt lean. A butt line lean.
It's all
it says right there. It says lean. Lean. They must have misspelled lean.
It's all Luddite.
Luddite.
They fucked up the print.
Leadbit.
So, what was the other one? Made up words. Like, used to could. Hey, man, can you still do that backflip? No, I used to could. I used to could.
I used to could. But not anymore.
No, I used
but
to
But I
could.
Used to. Could do
I
that.
Could do that.
It's like you could have right at the half of the fucking sentence.
Yeah.
I used to could do that.
What about when something's
I could used to do
greater
that.
Than better? Like, hey man,
that's better.
Let's do this. It would be better.
betterer. It's, you would think with the fucking English language, help me with that word, English, mm-hmm. English language,
see?
The way it's so fucked up, you would think those words would be fucking normal. Like funner. That's funner. But you get fucking cockamanian
so
shit.
You gotta tighten something just a little bit so you can make it snug, but you want a little bit more.
Yeah.
So if it's already snug and you're making a little more, so you want it, I want it to be snugger.
Hey, you can't say that, bro.
Snugger?
You can't be saying words like that.
Snugger.
But anyway, or what's the level? Is it snug, hand tight, and then a quarter turn? Or is it hand tight, snug, and then a quarter turn?
Oh, that's quarter turn.
Quarter turn.
Snug. No, no.
I no.
Hand tight, quarter turn, snug, broke.
Shit. The kunk. So you would do hand tight first. Before snug?
Yeah, because you got the...
The what?
You hand tighten it, so uh-huh. your tool will snug it a little more.
All right.
And then your fucking quarter
yeah,
turn...
Yeah, I guess that doesn't make sense.
Quarter turn more.
Hand tight and then snug.
Because it can't be a quarter
so
turn.
So it's hand tight, snug, quarter turn.
That's yeah. what I would say.
And then you don't go past because, like you said, if you fucking go and you hear, and now you got to fucking drive it out and all that bullshit.
But they say, you know, hey, if it breaks, it needs to be replaced anyway.
That's true.
If it
true.
Don't fit, force it. If it broke,
it needs to be if it broke, anyway. It was a joke. You can't even see my little shoe. Could you see my little shoe? I need to bring up the contrast.
I thought you were talking about your little van.
No, this one. My little shoe. It's because I have it over here on the back. So you can't see it against the black.
Can you see mine?
Yeah, you can see yours. Even though yours is... Ah, fuck. I didn't even realize we're matching.
Why?
Black on black.
White on white.
White on white. And we all about the peace sign.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we got. Oh, yeah. High tops. High tops or low tops, bro?
For cons?
Yeah. Low.
So, yeah, definitely low.
Low.
But high tops are the OG.
Yeah, they
but
are.
But the low tops, man...
I don't play basketball.
Just I don't either, and they don't torch your ankle. It's all
all flimsy and shit.
They don't hold your pants well.
They
don't. I don't like the high tops.
They don't hold your pants well.
Yeah, like the cuff. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I throw some Cortez on before that, but
Man, I gotta get me another pair of Cortez.
I got the black and whites at the house, but can you imagine, bro? Somebody wearing high top fucking Cortezes? That's what y'all did to the Converse.
I seen people do fucking high heel Cortezes.
People or ladies?
Or ladies, but I seen high heel Cortez. You're like in astonishment, man. You're like caught you off fucking guard and shit.
I'm like, you just said people.
That's what threw you off. Mm-hmm. I would have been like the high heel Cortez.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that, like Facebook or.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mucho Mongo. Damn. Oh yeah, I haven't even.
Well.
Well, what? Well.
So we wanna. I guess the grammar was out.
Grammar was out. I don't even know how long we've been fucking recording. Oh yeah, it tells me right there, 28.
Used to could.
I used to could. It says 28 minutes so far. 29.
Seems like it's been 88 minutes.
It seems like it's been a lot. As we packed everything in, we're like, fucking talking. It's fucking. It reminds me of a joke.
He's laughing before he tells it. It better be a good one.
You're not going to get it, though. Oh, no, you'll probably get it.
Y'all get your crickets ready.
You'll probably get it. Yeah, get them crickets and fucking get the legs ready. But there's a guy driving. But no, it's not even a joke, I guess. Well, I guess it's a joke. Anyways, fuck.
He starts explaining it.
Oh, my God. I fucking caught myself. I saw some dude was driving up on TikTok. He was driving up to this other Mexican dude. Driving up to another Mexican dude. And he goes, "Es joto way." And the Mexican guy's, "What'd you say?" He goes, "Joto way." He goes, "You calling me a fucking joto?" And he goes up to him and he goes, "No, I said it's hot today. It's hot today.
Hot today.
Hot away." So it just ring. Wait for it.
It's not really a joke. I heard Gustavo say it yesterday.
Whatever. He got it from there. He didn't do the delivery like I did. Did he explain it before he said it?
No,
did he?
Only you did.
Exactly. Only I did.
So only you fucked it up.
I set up the laughter. I set up the fucking laughter. All
right. That poor lady in the back that really came up with that joke. Sorry, bitch.
Fuck her too. Fuck her too.
Get her one right in the dream maker.
Right in the dream maker. Hey, check this out real quick. See if they can see it. Yeah, you can see it. Zoom, bazoom, bazoom. Got fucking lightsaber shit on them. Bazoom, bazoom. Whoa. Hey now.
Hey now?
I just went sideways.
Hey now, come here.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
All right. What's another one? Fucking.
Hey
now. Oh, damn it. I forgot. Was it Hershey's bar? Or the. Damn it. What's the one? The Crunch bar.
The other one.
The Crunch bar?
Yeah.
No matter what?
There's nothing in the regular milk chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Nothing. I've been robbed.
All right. Then what about almonds and amounts? Almond Joy and amounts.
I mean, I do, but they put like what? Two almonds in it?
One each. One little thing each. Gross. Like one little boat, you put an almond. I'll do both. It doesn't matter to me.
No.
They're like almost the same price. I don't
like the one with just coconut.
No?
No.
Dude. Fucking coconut covered in chocolate?
It's not,
amazing.
It's not that great.
What?
It's not that great.
Yes, it is. It's fucking delicious.
That's why everywhere you go, this is always stocked.
No, yeah. It's they're always stocked because everybody's always buying them out, so they got to keep fucking bringing them in.
Bah, no one's bah, buying them out.
Bah, bah, bring them in. Fucking 20 loads. Boom, boom.
Definitely not.
Oh, my God. Just fucking get another load. Fucking they're out of them.
That's funny.
Oh, man. You don't know what you're missing.
I think.
What? You think?
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
A little bit.
All right, speak on it.
What about
What about what?
Best burger you had in town.
We already did that one, dude. But I'll still say it again. Yeah. The Habit.
How's that?
That's over there by Old Navy. By Dick's Sporting Goods.
Well,
Blaze.
I have a new one.
Right next to Blaze.
I have a new one.
Where? You fucking
Black Bear Diner.
What?
Yes.
I haven't tried the burger.
They have it's called a bacon jammin'. Anyway, it's a
bacon mama jamma
toast. You have a hamburger patty, uh-huh. And it has bacon jam.
What?
So it's like this marinated bacon on top.
Yeah.
With melted cheese, and it's served at breakfast, but you can order it anytime you want. But it's a hamburger. Yeah. And it's fucking delicious.
Bacon jam.
It's called bacon jam. Yeah.
Ain't that some shit? Bacon jam.
If you ain't been there, go to.
I gotta go try. I've been there like once or twice.
Check us out.
How good?
Is this good?
How good is it?
I ordered one. Yeah. And I got one to go home.
Damn, for real.
I went back a week later to go get it again, and I ordered two of them. Just what I need right there.
Damn.
That good.
Shit. Damn. Fun. Next time we should go.
It's not even a normal burger. I don't know why they don't make that. It's delicious.
Damn. Make me want to go try it for breakfast tomorrow or something.
I'm about to go get one right now.
Oh, shit. He got the yawners.
So,
what?
Anything new that has come up, places to eat, stuff. I've been hearing about, what was it called? Dadgummit.
Dadgummit?
So there was.
Fucking goddammit. Dadgummit.
Well, Milner's Gate was new to me.
Got down set on a bench.
Oh, sandwich company. People are like, I like sandwich company. Yeah,
that one's all right.
Overrated. Dude, they got this fucking candied bacon, Falls brand, candied bacon, $7. You get a cup of it.
What the fuck is
fucking delicious.
Candied
bro.
Bacon.
Yes. They keep it in a cup shit, and it's just coming out like a flower. And you just eat these pieces of bacon that are marinated in this sweet, candied, I don't know what it is. It's so good.
It's fucking good, though.
Hella good.
I'm going to have to go try that shit. All these fucking candied bacon bullshits.
That's so good.
God damn. All right, man. What else you got?
That's all I got.
That's all I had. Motherfucking bullshit. Candies and shit.
Well, favorite candy bar?
Payday.
It's a broke ass name.
Broke ass motherfucker Payday. Love it. Love it.
Who doesn't?
Peanut brittle. Love it.
I don't like them
too sweet.
What's
like, that? I don't like that. A lot of sweet. Like, I don't like that.
Payday's. What do you mean? Payday's hell sweet.
No, it's not. That's fucking salty peanuts and salty nugget.
No.
Yeah.
Nugget. You mean nougat? Yeah.
Nugget.
No.
It's N-U-G-E-T.
No.
Nugget.
No. That's your neighbor's name.
No, his name is.
Their dog.
Yeah.
Get out of there, nugget.
Get out of there. No, there's fucking Diablo. But, it's salty, dude. It's not a fucking like all sweet candy. That's why I don't like the dark chocolates or chocolates like white chocolate shit. Like the cookies and cream.
Yeah.
Candy bar, that one's good. I'll do Crunch Bar. That one's good, too, because it has the Rice Krispies in there.
Huh.
But I don't like it too sweet. Like, if it's too much, like, if you buy cake and it's, like, a chocolate cake with chocolate frosting and chocolate whatever.
Yeah.
That's just too much fucking chocolate. Like, a German chocolate cake, that's too much chocolate, man. You got to throw some strawberry jam in the middle or some shit. Break that shit up.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you don't want that just, ugh.
I agree.
But
if you're ever jonesing for a donut,
go to Don's.
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's upstairs.
Yeah.
Hey!
I think the.
Shut up there. What's your favorite candy?
What's your fucking Milo?
What's your fucking favorite candy?
Baby Ruth for sure.
Baby Ruth. It's a motherfucking payday with chocolate on it.
It's not.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
It's gross.
This is the same shit. Oh, so I'm getting fucking worked up.
They did have peanut butter cup, peanut brittle.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was fire.
I like that.
And you got a crunchy.
I like that peanut butter, the Reese's peanut butter cup with the pretzels in it. That was pretty good. Because it breaks it up. It breaks it up. It breaks the monotony.
You can get, what the fuck was it?
What was it?
I can't remember the name.
Speak on it, son.
I can't remember
it. Can't even remember it. It was that good. It was that fucking good.
Let's see what you did there.
What
the fuck is that, man? It's the Mexican one.
Which one?
And I hate hazelnut, but it's so good.
Mazapan?
No. It's like Bueno or...
Bueno.
Bueno, yeah.
Kinder Bueno?
Yeah.
That ain't Mexican food.
Oh, what? Is it Guatemalan?
No.
I didn't mean to offend you.
It's like a fucking American.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's in the fucking culture aisle at Walmart.
Yeah, or maybe it's Japanese, but it's Kinder Bueno. Yeah, those Kinder Buenos. Yeah, it has a hazelnut chocolate covered hazelnuts.
No. I don't know.
This motherfucker.
What is it?
I don't know. I thought it was chocolate covered hazelnuts.
I don't know what it is, but it's got like a wafer in it too. It's like
Like a crisp,
light, flaky, crispy. Delicious. I don't. So if I eat hazelnut, I don't like hazelnut coffee creamer. I hate it. Tastes gross. But I would eat Nutella. Not my favorite. Rather have peanut butter. But the honey peanut butter you get, great value.
Yeah.
Fire.
Fire.
So good.
So good.
Why are you mocking me?
I'm not. I'm fucking emphasizing, man. I'm backing you up. Nah. Fucking fire.
Nah.
Fucking good. I'm like the hype man at the fucking rapper.
I'm a
hype man.
I'm like sweating.
I'm like a hype man.
Welcome back to the sweat box.
Ooh, the sweat box. Oh shit, yeah, it's that time of the year. All right, everybody. Looks like that's what we got. So go on, change the station. We're not gonna be on anymore anyways until next time. So hey, but for real, we're doing lives for when we set up our little studio here, little fucking whatevers. So we're on Facebook Live. Follow us on Facebook, Randomish with Beans and Rice. Follow me on TikTok. I'm at Danny Dabbles, Danny _ Dabbles. We got a Instagram page that's El Paletero _84. And then throw your shit out there.
Yeah.
Fuck. I just.
I think they
dropped it.
I think they just need to send more requests in.
Yeah, well, give out your, what's your Instagram? What's your Facebook? Or the Facebook just used a random, randomish. What's your Instagram? They got to hit us up somewhere.
Blanco.
Blanco what, motherfucker?
That's it.
It's just Blanco.
Blanco.
Blanco 80 something.
Yep.
Say it, motherfucker.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know? I think it's.
Here, I'll find out.
Yeah, find out. The fuck?
I got my treats today.
Oh man, it's like asking, hey, what kind of car you drive? Blue one.
I don't be on it.
A blue one. Yeah, but what kind of car is it?
It just says Billy Rice.
Fucking drives. Rice. No, I thought it did say Billy Blanco.
No, it says, what the fuck's going on?
It says, let me see. Oh yeah, it's just Billy Rice III on Instagram. All right, you'll see a lot of weird shit, but Billy Rice, I. And then, like I said,
why you say my last Facebook, name like that?
It says I, because I can't do three.
I said my last name.
But Rice, Rice.
Rice.
All right, so Randomish with Beans and Rice on Facebook. Follow us. We'll be checking everything, man. Comment there. Check everything out. Facebook Live, all of it.
All
right?
All of it.
So, all right, everybody. Peace out. See you on the next row.
Be blessed, not stressed.